the treaty is important because if it's ratified and implemented, it will stop weapons and arms and ammunition which contribute and facilitate violations of human rights, crimes against humanity, genocide and war crimes from happening. We all know how this kind of transfers of weapons, illicit trade in weapons, facilitate this kind of activities by states which don't abide by international law, but also armed groups. If you want to have an example of why it is so important, if you think about the amounts of weapons that were sent to Afghanistan at the end of the 80s, in the 80s and in the 90s, and you know how it ended up with being used by groups like Taliban and so on. If you think about the amount of weapons that are being sent almost every day for the last 30 years or even more than that to the Middle East and North Africa region, I'm talking especially about Syria, Iraq now, you know how important it is to stop this floodgate of weapons from being distributed to governments which are not able to use it in a responsible way, how they are not able to use it, how it is not possible to stop it at this stage before the treaty enters into force from being used by armed groups which don't abide by international humanitarian law or human rights standards. So this is, I think, the first chance for the international community to make this important move and to ratify the treaty globally. So we're hoping that from now on the situation will be much, much different in the way that states which ratify the treaty would need to conduct an assessment of whether the arms that they send and sell, whether they contribute to those violations. So this kind of assessment, they need to be very objective. They need to take into consideration all those kind of human rights factors that should be taken into place to make sure that those arms are not used to commit human rights violations around the world. But for this to happen, we need to have a system, a global system of states which actually support the treaty, meaning it's not enough to have, let's say, 60 states as we have at this stage. We need to have all UN member states ratifying or acceding to the treaty so that we can talk about a global system to prevent illicit trade in arms.
And Marek, for a country like Zimbabwe, what does it mean, you know, to sign the treaty and to ratify? Because I noticed that some countries have signed and some have ratified. What is the difference?
Well, if a country signs a treaty, then basically what it says to the international community is that they say that they want to be bound by the objective and the purpose of the treaty. So they are not allowed to act in a way which defeats the purpose and the objective of the treaty. So if the objective of the treaty, as it is the case with this particular treaty, is to prevent illicit trade in arms, it is to make sure that there is the highest possible standard of protection against this kind of activities, then the states which ratify this treaty need to make sure that they don't do things which basically contradict this objective and this purpose. If a country ratifies a treaty, then it's fully legally bound by the treaty. So there is no way they can say, okay, we didn't know, or there is no way for them to say it's not applicable for us. If they act in a way which is contrary to the treaty, they would be violating international law, which kicks in with the ratification or accession.